Let's wait. This is getting recorded, right?
Yeah.
Good morning, UNSA. It's a lovely 76 degrees Celsius here on the southern course of the United Sections of Slovenian Arms. Good morning to all. I hope you're having a rather fantabulous day. Sad news for about the western coast of the city. It is crab season, so make sure you lock up your cats, get inside your bunkers, and make sure that if the crabs come a knocking, you don't answer. I'm here with two very special guests plucked right out of a very particular moment in history. They're survivors of the Sloth Armistice, and were there on the day that the JCPenneys took back our land. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Kleb Jensen. I was there in the parking lot of the Whole Foods when JCPenney's army rolled in to defeat the crab menace.
I'm Michael Weston. As a bird spy, you have nothing. No job history, no bank accounts.
Oh, you don't say. Wow.
Oh no, oh God.
Our audiences can't get enough of you. Wow. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, I am getting news that actually a crab has broken containment and there is one right now in the studio audience. Everyone remain calm, please. God. Everyone please remain calm.
I'm having flashbacks. Why are they clapping? I mean, having flashbacks. I'm scared.
I'm excited because I like to see the tactical advantages of crabs and to see them in action is honestly just... I like to model my fighting style after crabs.
I watched the crabs tear the Whole Foods employees apart limb from limb.
Sounds delicious.
Can we get this out of the studio, please?
I'm so sorry, but the bunker doors have already closed for recording time. You're just going to have to deal with our unexpected guest. That's right, I'm Chet. Chet Chetson here. I am your host on UNSA with SAIC.
Can you say that one again?
Actually, our proper name is more so UNSA-NAT with SAIC.
Got it.
What does UNSA stand for again? My trauma is so...
I'm so glad you asked.
We're in the future. Like, don't forget that. We've been pulled from a moment in history.
Sorry.
Audience, please be patient with our two guests that we have here today. When I talked to the two scientists when they were frozen out of time, they did say that there might be some lingering damage, but everything's fine. of course. UNSA! You guys wouldn't realize this, but there was a couple of, well, minor turf wars over the resettlement of the United States. It is now the unionization necessitement of Slovenian arms. Our showcast here is UNSA-NAT, which stands for Night Always Turbulent. Because truly, our nights are always turbulent. Isn't that right, audience?
I remember the nights being rather turbulent where I'm from.
So whenever you're a burned spy, the nights are always turbulent. So I don't understand what... Stop
What's
making
changed?
Such a big deal about it. I just do your laundry, shoot a few guys in the chest, and go home.
What's laundry?
Oh. I remember...
You tell me.
Michael, what era are you from?
2022.
Okay. I'm from 2045. We still have laundry in 2045, though. I was putting that out there.
Do you have laundromats?
We don't. No. It's currently 3269.
Did you ever get to experience a laundromat bar? It's what?
Sorry?
It's 32 right, what audience? Now?
What? They opened their mouths and made that sound, Michael.
3259.
3269.
Oh, nice. Oh, this is the year when time travel is invented.
It's a most auspicious year.
I remember that because Clark, I forgot his name now. How can I forget the inventor of time travel? Invented it in 3069 and then went back in time to reinvent it earlier.
Yeah, it's famed peanut farmer Clark Thud.
Yeah. Yeah, Clark Thud. So what's an armistice?
I'm so glad you asked. Audience, can you answer that for me? Oh, they'll have to wait on that. I'm sorry. Apparently we're getting a breaking news segment here. No, it's not the crabs in the audience. We've actually had a full-on pizza scale meltdown. On the on the eastern coast? On the eastern coast.
A what?
A pizza meltdown. I'm so sorry about this, but to all of our audience out there currently dealing with
what? Sorry?
What? Did you do drugs today?
What?
I have not yet received my daily ration. No. Oh.
For those of you at home, dealing...
audience, can we get a surprise for our daily drug ration, please?
You said you had something for the audience. What is a pizza meltdown? What is going on? Is JCPenney okay?
It's a tragedy, is what it is.
All the
but anyway, yes.
All the laundromats were destroyed in the crab Rangoon fiasco.
We don't have laundry. Please tell us what that is.
So you know the thing that you're wearing on your body?
My exoskeleton.
Yeah. You know how it's like soft and pliable.
Do you not see this gigantic mech of a creature sitting next to us? That is not a human wearing clothes.
What? Oh, you're the speaker. You don't have a mouth and it's not moving. So I didn't. I just thought it was the. I'm sorry. Laundry. Yeah. I'm wearing. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. I'm. Yeah. That's fair.
A good 30% of our audience only has 70% mech brain mergence. The other portions of their brains are indeed organic, but they're being eaten away at most slovenly by
slovenly, you say? So I'm wearing clothes, and Michael is definitely wearing clothes. I know I recognize those because they're like from a couple years before I was born, but I'm wearing the traditional...
A little late in the fashion game, aren't you?
I'm wearing the traditional garb of the Whole Foods Warriors.
The Whole Foods Warriors.
Yeah. Thank you. It was a horrific battle. I was conscripted because I was shopping and the crab army arrived. So I grabbed a uniform and I joined up because when you're faced with the crab menace, what do? You fight. That's all you can do. So clothes, we're wearing them. They have to be washed, typically. Yeah. That's what laundry is.
Laundry is the ritual that we partake in whenever we clean our clothes.
We've lost this ritual to the tells of time. Now we have Bucky's Day.
Bucky's Day. And can you please describe to me in great detail what Bucky's Day is and how it started?
Well, on the 32nd of every February, yes.
You heard her right. You heard her right. They just took the extra days, and instead of having longer years, they took them on. That makes sense.
32nd of every February, after the first sun has gone down, because it's too hot otherwise. That's why it's currently 76 degrees Celsius outside. If you actually look at our port window... Here, can we turn off the holovision? Yeah, there it is. You can see it now. Doesn't it look great?
Oh my God.
Doesn't it look fantastic?
What the fuck?
It is currently a melted wasteland out there. But yes, that doesn't stop any of our audience from tuning in. But anyway, Bucky's Day is a most auspicious holiday.
What do you do on Bucky's Day?
We crawl out of the ground after the first sun has gone down. And
this is an Earth?
Yes. No, this is Earth. What the
Where
fuck
did the
are you
other
talking
sun
about?
Come from?
We have two of them now. Venus imploded and revealed that it was actually a fallen dwarf star, and it decided to redo
fallen
it again.
Fallen from where?
No, fallen from grace.
I'm so sorry, audience, but they're doing their best to catch up.
I mean, excuse the fuck out of me. I was pulled from the year what? 2035, right?
You should know.
I know. I'm the one who said it. Yeah.
Why don't you know?
I'm the one who said it.
It's 3269 currently. What year were you born?
I was born in 25.
That was your hatch cycle?
Yes.
It definitely wasn't.
No, humans do come from eggs. I don't know what you're talking about.
Michael, you're from the year 2022.
I'm just going with it, man.
Come on. Is there anything you can give me about the year 2045, 35, whatever the fuck I said earlier, that will, like, help?
2045? Let's take a look at our history books. It was the 783rd season of Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of them.
That is what's on air right now.
Macy's,
somehow,
Macy's 4 had just closed, and Macy's 5 was currently in its 3D production.
I. So, you know, they talk about, like, the fact that there's a bunch of societies in the world that are just, like, sectioned off from regular civilization. And, like, they evolve on their own without being exposed to technology. So, like, they still are, like, on, like, grassroots type stuff. And then eventually there's, like, a nuclear fallout and, like, main regular society all kills each other and they all die. But then, like, these societies that were, like, sequestered off, they eventually, like, go out into the world and they find, like, ancient technologies and they're like, oh, nobody could have made this except for aliens.
Michael, do you hear that? Can anyone tell me what that is?
I'm sorry. I have to take notes. That way the technicians who monitor your brain function make sure that everything's running accurately. You're doing good so far. Can you describe to me the smell of taste bud?
Purple.
Is that correct?
I'm just going with it, man. I'm just going with it.
So those societies that you talked about, they are real. They arrive, like, I want to say 10, 15 years your future.
No. I'm just talking about, like, you know, as society develops, right? There's some sections of humanity that don't develop with it. They stay.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then, like, as the rest of society develops, eventually they kill each other through nuclear war or whatever. And the societies that didn't develop, exactly. It is hilarious. They eventually venture out into the world and they find these, like, technologies of the deceased humans and they just assume it was aliens.
Oh, right. Sorry, I misheard you because of the note-taking. I thought you were talking about the secret societies that do run the government in your time. But yeah.
They're not secret. We know who the Illuminati is, all right?
Yeah, like, the Illuminati. Yeah.
And Pepsi.
Okay, you got two of them. That's pretty good. Oh, it did Pepsi. Is Pepsi like a... I'm sorry. I don't know. What happened?
We monitor our language here on our program.
Clearly.
We don't speak that word anymore.
I'm sorry. We'll say the proper term, Bepis.
Okay. I'm like, the last thing I need is a...
That's time for a teeth check-in!
Oh, no. Please, God, no.
Sorry, I gave all of my teeth to the orphans.
That sounds like something Michael Weston would do. Orphans? Teeth.
I feel like I'm in that episode of SpongeBob where he's at rock bottom and he's trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Hey, is SpongeBob real?
What?
Can you tell me what the year 20 or what the decade of the 2020s, like, what yellow guy comes out of that time period?
Oh, yellow guy. Audience, we all know yellow guy.
Yeah, we're pretty fond of yellow guys back where I'm from too.
God,
he's
that guy's
the 776
saintest.
Yes, we love yellow guy. Patron saint yellow guy. Yeah.
What did you say he was? Sorry.
776 saintists.
Oh,
saintist.
Okay.
Is that like a Satanist but for saints?
No, it's a saint. What?
Saintist is.
What the fuck
a,
are you talking about?
The saintists, if I understand correctly, because I've heard a little bit about this in my time.
There's
the saintists,
no T at the end of this. I need you to know.
Oh,
saintists.
Oh, saintists. Oh, never mind then. The saintists are.
I have no idea what that is.
No, the saintists are a religious organization currently trying to overthrow Best Buy and their incorporated region in what used to be Ohio, but
it's always been Ohio.
Always has been. Can I get a? Oh no. Okay.
It's always been Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio lost pretty hard. It was not okay.
In the Civil War that's going to happen. Because it does
Which
happen,
one?
Right? Post-2022?
Which one?
Okay.
Yeah.
In the Civil War that's going to happen, do you think it'll be Ohio versus, like, everybody?
Well,
Or Texas versus
pre
everybody?
Or post Best Buy Amazon takeover?
Audience, this is fascinating.
Or is that, like, Amazon and Best Buy are, like, one now?
Well, so in...
they don't
Excuse
even know
me.
About the merchants of Southern Montana.
in
Southern
20
Montana,
the emergence.
Did Montana split into North and South over what?
It hatched.
What came forth?
South Montana.
What came forth? In 2040. Best Buy and Amazon make a bid for control over not just what was the United States of America, but all of the Northern American continent, mm-hmm. and Iceland, Greenland. They went for Greenland too.
Just a note for our audience, Best Buy is the now defunct technology shop stand that is now taken over by our beloved Radio Shack.
Oh, I was about to say, is it
Radio Shack made a comeback?
Radio Shack did make a comeback.
Oh, I was going to say Best Buy is the new Radio Shack. I didn't realize that that's literal in the sense that Radio Shack is the new Best Buy.
That's no. Nobody's cheering for that. What's wrong with Radio Shack?
They're having teeth moment. It's a teeth check-in.
Oh, gotcha. Everybody in the audience is doing their teeth.
They're having their dental.
I thought that was going to happen to us.
No, they're having their dental work done. They're not done yet. That's what a teeth check-in is. Because otherwise, if you don't check in with your teeth every moment of every day, at least an hour every day, they do crawl out of your mouth.
Do they still have that TV show Archer in your time?
Yeah, it's on its like 26th season now.
Did you see
and
that?
It's weird that it's still getting produced because Amazon controls most of like what was the United States of America, except for the Ohio region, and like they only want The Boys.
They predicted,
which isn't. The Boys isn't bad.
Archer predicted that teeth would crawl out of your face like on a regular basis. That was just like a thing they predicted.
I'm not the biggest, like, buff. I'm not the biggest Archer buff, okay? I know that it's in its 26th season. I don't know, like, what's happening. I stopped watching after season, like, 30. No, well, what the fuck? How did I pick a number higher? Come on, I got one job.
You're really just, like, dropping the yes and ball. From yourself. You're dropping your own yes
and
balls.
Yeah, I stopped watching after, like, season 17. It just, I mean, like... They go back into the coma, and they revived... No, that's too far.
Hold on, we're getting a breaking news check, and I'm so sorry to interrupt you, dear. But, yep, I have just received word the president has escaped lockdown.
I knew we needed to lock that fucker up. Which one are we on?
98th president. There was a period of unrest where we did not have a president several hundred years, but 98th president Howard Johnston has escaped from containment.
Why are we containing our presidents?
Yeah.
I need the Eastern Seaboard to be on lockdown. Do not let your pets outside. Do not let your children outside. Do not let your teeth outside. Beware of Howard Johnston.
Again,
he's too big.
Oh. Oh, this is a big dentist situation.
Is it like Clifford
the Big
Red Dog?
No, this is big president.
So is it more like Clifford the Big Red Dog where we know that he's there?
It is actually a Category 6 Clifford.
Okay. There's a Clifford scale now? What's the highest on the Clifford scale?
Well, I'll tell you what. Clifford that we know is in the lowest.
I know. He has to be because Godzilla lands somewhere on this scale, right?
Actually, Moose is lowest. they don't know about the big... they don't know about the big Moose.
Forgot Moose was a Clifford.
There's just one big Moose. It's out there somewhere. I'm a believer.
Have y'all dealt with the big dentist menace?
Dennis, yes.
It's because in my time, we're past the point where if you talk about Big Dentist, you get erased. You can actually speak about it publicly. I know, Michael...
Time for another teeth check-in brought to you by Big Dentist.
Has it been an hour?
Did they not finish their...
Oh, no, that was the ending.
Oh.
It was brought to you by Big Dentist.
Oh, I see.
You said it was time for another one.
Yeah, it's the ending. It's time for the ending.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's time for another ending. Got it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. First one was time for beginning.
Question.
No.
Like, who is your popular music artist in this time frame?
Squid.
Word?
No. Squid.
Oh, word. I love Squid.
Squid.
Word?
No.
Is Squid doing okay? Are these like posthumous releases?
Well, after they had to have oral surgery to get their 17th mouth removed, we were all afraid that they wouldn't be able to sing at the same pitch as they had done previously, but now they've been able to miraculously with only 12 mouths.
Michael, you gotta like look out for this one. Squid's gonna come out in like the next couple of years. Uh-huh. It's a giant squid at the bottom of the sea. Like it lives for a long time. Uh-huh.
With several mouths, but it creates beautiful
noises.
It's
only on its second in my time. I didn't know this was gonna be a recurring thing.
No, it's gonna get more mouths.
God.
It has just recovered back. It's only at 12 mouths now, but it's back up to making noises that only French peas can hear.
So may Yable have mercy on our souls.
If you have multiple mouths, like on like different parts of your body, right, uh-huh. and you have surgery on one of them, that's like it's always gonna be oral surgery. But is it also like side surgery or like hand surgery, depending on where your mouth is.
Oh yeah. Do you need a, I didn't read much on his mouth, surgery, so I don't know what,
well, he's a squid. So it means that like, he doesn't have like, does he have a human body?
I'm no. sorry. I would normally have an expert check in, but I'm afraid that our oral podiatrist recently passed away.
I knew there was going to be a crossover in that one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Fetishes were just like, they're just aligned.
That's feet, right? just for me, I can't remember words all the time.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Oral podiatrist, well, our, that's mouth foot doctor.
We've had to replace a section of our memory, mm-hmm. and this might be true for y'all, though now that you're in a mechanical body, you might not have this issue, but we have to replace some of our memory in the future, with like a cognitohazard shield, uh-huh. in order for like, so that we don't see things that would make us die, because they just fucking, they're everywhere. Yeah, yeah,
the,
y'all,
the Matrix, yeah, they covered that in a film and from like 1990s.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, you've already gone through the robot uprising.
Neo.
Oh yeah, Neo. That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Okay, so I do...
Red pill or blue pill?
The choice is yours.
Holy shit, there's a red and a blue pill in front of me now.
What do they do? Oh, this one's going on for quite a while.
Only you can decide.
What they do?
Yeah!
This blue pill gives me superpowers.
And the red pill makes your bones melt.
Pegging them both.
Wait,
my superpower is that my bones don't melt.
Oh, well then don't take either of them. That's a waste.
No, it's just it's a fun little like wibbly wobbly experience. You know, I'm shifting in and out of reality over here.
Finally,
wait, shit,
is
that a
bit administered?
Is that a? Oh yeah, was that the drug time?
That was the drug time.
Well, you didn't get any.
I have to take mine privately in my trailer.
Oh no,
suppositories.
Oh, I just.
I can't tell if they're afraid or excited.
I need you to stop scaring the audience, please. It was so hard to get them all into one shoebox. For the love of God, stop scaring them. I can only fit so many into this shoebox.
What is that shoebox for? It's massive.
The audience.
Well, yeah, but what came in it?
The audience.
The audience, obviously. They got shipped to us. Brought to you by our sponsor today, Narf, our favorite organic football producer.
Oh.
Okay, what makes a football non-organic?
What it's made of.
So what about it is organic?
Yeah. They grow them.
Oh.
From
what?
Feet?
No.
What material are they?
I don't pretend to know the ins and outs of an industry I don't have experience with.
That's fair. You know, I shouldn't assume that
I assume you know everything about this timeline because you brought us to it.
My grandfather may have... I don't have that much memory capacity. I don't have enough snails for that. My grandfather may have been an organic football producer, but I'm not. I left that
far. I know. I'm not trying to...
Here's some snails.
Why do you... Michael, what?
Just carry
You're
snails.
A spy.
Escargot, my guy.
Time to escargot.
Those are the wrong kinds of snails. I have to go pick mine up from Petco.
I start throwing snails at you.
Y'all still have Petco?
Yes, I just asterisked in real life.
I'm seeing Michael flicker over here, like in and out. He mentioned that he was phasing in and out of realities.
Yes, hold on. Can I please get a chat with the technicians? Yes. No, I didn't press any buttons. No, I don't know what he's doing.
It's the drugs.
What the fuck do you mean that it's... I put all the cords in the right place. The umbilical cord goes there and the aux cord goes there. You can't tell me that I got them switched up. He's going to die if I don't switch them out. I need to finish this segment. I need this. Please, I need this. Everything's going to be okay. Right?
I think this is this talk show host's
we're back.
Last chance at being a talk show host. I don't know if you've have you ever have you this talk show
what was
hosts.
That?
I think it might be your last chance at being a talk show host.
Oh no.
Have you ever, like watch like talk shows and like stuff whenever you in the podcasts?
Audience, please remain calm. They're breaching the hole.
in my time, what the fuck is
Everything's
happening?
Everything's fine.
in my time, podcasts are illegal.
Illegal?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. The audience, the hole was breached, but our section is kept separate from them, as you can see from the glass.
Oh my God.
They're fine.
They're being torn apart. Don't hit it twice.
That's a typical Tuesday. It restarts every time you hit it.
I know.
I need to go. That was...
You're not allowed to go anywhere. I'm so sorry. We have to finish this interview.
Is that what this is?
It's just
yes.
Like, it's just like Whole Foods.
It's just like Whole Foods?
It's just like
And now a word from our sponsor.
Narf, right?
Narf.
Isn't that a... Do y'all still have Ren and Stimpy? We didn't have Ren and Stimpy. I mean, you don't even have Ren and Stimpy now, but... Michael, but...
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, we do.
You're interrupting the sponsorship segment.
Ren and Stimpy is...
That wasn't it?
No.
Oh, my bad. Run it again. I'm sorry.
The scent of hooves. The feeling of beans on your hands. The color of a dog. This is what Narf can remind you of when you consume one of their fresh, hot, organic footballs. Now packed with all 37 different vitamins and nutrients that you will need to feed both you and your frog spawn. It's Narf. Or it's Narf.
It's not Narf or
and
nothing?
And back to us!
No, it's Narf or it's Narf.
It's Narf or it's Narf. Thank you, Narf. And now I will consume my own favorite and personalized football. It has been etched with my name. It has been grown with my own organic human blood vessels. I can't wait to taste those again.
You're a human?
Delicious!
Yeah, wait, I thought you were a mech. What did you just open?
76% of me is mech.
Okay, but you just put that in like a grill on your body. What did
the organic matter is currently sizzling the Narf ball.
Oh. Okay. I don't like this.
How do you consume food?
Mike, what's it like being a spy?
Tell us about your life in the year.
As a burned spy, you have nothing.
Go on.
No friends. No contacts, no money.
That sounds pretty hard.
No job history. Just do shit.
It sounds like you're in the place where they dumped you off?
Miami. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, is there anyone there to help you out? Like, because it sounds... sorry, wait.
Trigger happy ex-girlfriend.
Oh?
A old friend who likes to inform on the police to me. Mm-hmm. And...
I mean...
And my mother.
Now that's a win. Oh, no. So both the former city of Florida and the concept of the matriarch will not pass here.
Mom Ammy, yes.
Mom Ammy. That one's okay? No one's screaming. I feel like we've stumbled onto something here.
You have to blur them together so the audience Pepsi. Can't hear it out. Why would you do that to them? They're agonized already.
Pepsi.
From the hole breach. God damn it. The whole breach already messed with their whole composition. Why are you doing this?
Miami.
Beepsy?
I take my daily injections of Bepis, yes, just like the rest of my audience. One vein at a time. Isn't that right, audience?
How... Why does that sound like, like Moist Critical? Woo! Yeah, baby! Y'all still worship Moist Critical?
He is the moistest.
Okay, cool. The Moist Boys. Are esports still a thing? In the year 3269?
Yes, Alphabet Sports.
Alphabet Sports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that...
Elephant betting.
Oh.
What do we bet on elephants for?
We don't bet on them for anything. They bet on us.
Oh, well, what do they bet on us for?
Well, currently there's a 37-1 long odds that this entire show will end in abrupt flames. We're doing good so far. The odds just get longer and longer. Just like the trunks of those elephant heavens.
Elephant heavens.
I want you to know I'm trying desperately to find a certain link on my phone. And
your phone's not going to work. It's the year 3269.
Oh, is there no internet here? Is that what's happening?
We have fridge phones nowadays, obviously, when I carry my fridge in my pocket.
The fuck does that mean?
I carry my fridge in my pocket.
Oh, well, you did
say
that.
You have pockets in your mech?
Obviously. You think we're just going to do away with pockets just because we don't have legs anymore?
Wait, yes. Sorry, but you don't know what clothes are, so how do you know what pockets are?
Because we have pocket dimensions.
Pocket dimension.
Can I take one of those back with me to 2022?
We also have PDAs, pocket dimension, ARPs.
And ARP stands for?
ARPlication.
Uh-huh. Hey, musicians, fellow musicians in the chat, can I get a check on what ARP stands for? And someone says, what did you say?
ARPs. ARPlication.
ARPlication, yeah. Oh, right. No, there are ARPlications for your phone, for your fridge phone, right?
Yes, Sam Sning.
Sam Sning. Oh, there it is. I found it. Okay. Do y'all still have the DMV?
The DMV, like the ever-floating blimp we have? The DMV blimp?
So the DMV stands for the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Very different from our blimp DMV.
What does the blimp DMV do?
The blimp DMV causes nothing but hell.
I don't like this future.
Well, it's not a great one, but the one you're about to stumble into isn't that much better.
Everything's fine. We're safe here in our Zeppelin. We're floating leagues above the rest of the contiguous United States. Texas is currently somewhere above the stratosphere. Everything's fine.
That's a big piece of land to be above the stratosphere.
It picked itself up and moved it somewhere else.
Interesting.
That's a quote from our favorite saintess, Sponge Man.
Is that a previous yellow man? A yellow boy?
That's
yellow
one
guy?
Of his many incarnations,
interesting.
I guess.
In the year 20...
So does the yellow man work like the Avatar reincarnation cycle?
What is Avatar?
Avatar the Last Airbender.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Which movie of James Cameron's Avatar are we on now?
Oh, we don't have that anymore. We blacklisted that.
What did it stop on?
Three.
Wow. The third one hasn't come out yet in my time. Is it really taking that long?
Oh, you don't want to experience the third one. It has 5D technology, and you do kind of go as if you are on that planet, but you do experience a karmic death. You also experience a karmic rebirth, but when you leave the movie theater, it's kind of like you taste M&Ms through your feet.
It's jarring,
great.
Right?
You said taste M&M, and then I was thinking
immediately thinking
the
of the rapper. Yeah, yeah.
And... No, you can't taste him here.
Where can we?
Outside the Zeppelin, but you can't breathe out there very well. It's so M&M everywhere.
Did M&M like sublimate?
Aerosolized, yes.
He aerosolized.
He aerosolized many, many eons
ago. Same thing. Turning into mist from solid. Like going from solid to vapor.
Well, no, so
solid to vapor is deposition. We do still have fourth grade math here.
Nope, that is vapor to solid.
Nope.
I thought
aerosol would be to like apply aerosol to.
Oh, to aerosolize something is to take a liquid and turn it into a gas via pressure change.
Oh, okay, so he got turned into a liquid first.
No, he went straight from solid M&M to gaseous M&M.
So he's sublimated.
That's sublimation, yeah. But aerosolization, I think, works a little bit here because he's becoming an aerosol. He's becoming a gas.
It's so amazing that you didn't think language had changed in the many, many thousands of years, and now we use aerosolization.
It's a fucking scientific term. I figured it wouldn't change. Sorry.
Well,
my bad.
Well, narfs to narfs. It matters sometimes. Yeah. Language is important.
Do you still have TikTok in your time?
In my time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, tell us about the TikTok.
You don't sound like you like that very much. So in our time, I don't know what the fuck happens between when I'm alive and this year, 36,
many things.
Or 3269.
At least a year.
At least a year.
If not more.
Can we get a clap for a year?
I love that all of their mics are clipping.
They must have been right there. No, our phones actually, like, they're still the same shape and size, but the screen extends above and beyond. Like, it's not a physical screen, but it is there, and it's just, like, it fades out slowly from opaque to transparent.
Uh-huh.
But TikTok, it's the same. Okay. It's just you can watch more videos at once now.
I was watching a TikTok earlier before I got transported here mm-hmm. between my spy missions. Mm-hmm. And it was, do you have Google in your time?
No, we have Joogle. Okay. It's the same thing, but they changed it to a J at some point. It was part of the GIF-JIF war.
Oh, so they didn't change it to a J. They just pronounced it the way they pronounced it?
Huh?
It's just Joogle now. It's still spelled with a G.
No, it's spelled with a J.
Oh, that's
they wanted to put the point home. Like, they wanted to drive the point home.
Okay.
G.
I'm assuming G doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no, G does exist. We just pronounce it silently.
So do you get people ifts?
No.
Are there no more birthdays?
You don't give people ifts on their birthdays?
There are hatch days.
Oh, yeah.
And there are hatch cycles. There's also spawning season, but there's also a melting season. That's a rough one.
If you leave your eggs out during melting season, I don't know what to tell you.
They Cadbury!
I was just guessing.
Well, like I was saying, I was watching TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was this guy. He was like, he's mm-hmm. like, oh, well, I Googled it, and it seems that you're right. And then it cuts over to the other person, and they're all of a sudden on a horse that's getting taller and taller.
Sorry, I'm just getting on my high horse. I'm sorry.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Why are you a menace, Michael? What's wrong with you?
Pepsi.
I like that they restart every time we say a new word. It's pretty funny. Miami.
Pepsi.
Oh, that didn't get the same response.
Not since President MILF.
So I asked if y'all have a DMV still because I was going through my phone.
Yes, the floating mega blimp. Yes,
well,
we do
but
still
it's
have
not
the
same.
DMV.
But it's not the same.
But
right?
I do get my license from there.
So it is the same. Okay.
It is
your
similar
license
vein.
To what?
Mouse.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Yeah. do you have a plate? Like a license plate for your mouse?
I have plates that I eat off of.
No. It has like numbers. It identifies your mouse, I assume. We have vehicles in our time. Do you have vehicles?
We only have this blimp that protects us.
It protects you? I thought it created hell.
From the wasteland outs. No, the DMV does.
No, so oh. We're in a separate blimp. You keep up.
We're in a separate blimp. I call
we're in a bunker.
We're in the Zeppelin.
We're in a Zeppelin.
The Zeppelin bunker. Texas is somewhere above us. 76 degrees Celsius down below us. It's crab season. Please watch out.
Sorry. Anyway, I have these pictures of license plates from our DMV from my time. I don't know about you. Should have a DMV.
Fucking hate the DMV.
Yeah, yeah. But also, you're a spy. So like, what the fuck does that matter?
The DMV.
They get in the way of me like obtaining identification. That is.
Yeah, you are burnt, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have any like identification. You got it. Yeah. Oh, that's rough. Mm-hmm.
This sounds very different from our Department of Meat and Vittles.
Department of Meat and Vittles.
Yes.
Is that the DMV or is it also the DMV?
That is the DMV in our time. That is the blimp.
Oh. The and it gives you and also issues license for mouse.
Yeah. It issues license for mouse.
Is that what you eat?
No.
Okay.
What do you do with mouse?
You mouse.
Okay.
Well, what does that mean?
It's a sport.
Oh, okay. And how do you mouse?
Mouse.
Okay.
Got it.
I understand. I'm not going to get any more information. I understand.
I wanted to go through some of these pictures that I have. They're of license plates that people submitted to.
And pictures. Is it like in our time where you can eat them?
No, not yet. They're working on it.
Drat.
I know that they're working on it. They've talked about it. But they can't figure out how to make pictures tangible yet, which I think is hilarious.
So
because
they're not edible.
We have printer paper and paintings and sculptures.
You can
and
eat
shit.
Printers.
You can, maybe.
I've eaten a printer.
You've eaten a printer?
Yeah, when
how
you're a
taste?
Spy, you,
how
know,
did it taste?
You have to do things that you haven't thought of.
I don't.
And how did it taste?
Printery.
That seems about right.
So, okay, what's up with these license plates?
Okay, yeah. I'm just letting y'all get your riffs in. That was a sick riff. I have these pictures of license plates that people sent in my DMV time, specifically to California, mm-hmm. and they have to be approved or denied. You can't just put anything you want on a license plate. So I thought we could play a little game.
First, a moment of silence for California. Thank you.
So I want to start off with, I think, an easy one. And let me explain the game rules to you real quick. You still have games, right?
It's game time! Yes.
That's a good sign.
I think that they have games.
Yeah. So I'm going to...
Don't worry, audience. Hopefully there's no bloodshed tonight.
There won't be.
Pepsi.
Let's get into the game!
So I have a license plate. I have several. I have a license plate.
Where are you keeping them?
On my phone. Keep up. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to read you what the customer said the license plate name was for, mm-hmm. what the DMV said about the license plate, and then you have to tell me if it was approved or denied. Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Yes.
Cool.
Sure.
The first one, Massive. M-A-A-S-S-S-V. Customer said, Massive, also the initials of my family and close friends. The DMV said, Massive, could have sexual connotations, has a two-door 2015 Dodge. I love that. I love that so much.
Yes, obviously this is definitely a reference to the intro from the sequence and beloved series HouseMD, who had the intro music from Massive Attack.
Oh yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm, was that mm-hmm. the name of the song of the band? I can never remember.
That was definitely a name.
True. So here's the license plate, just so that y'all can see.
Accepted.
Okay. Accepted is your...
That was put on that mouse.
That was put on the mouse.
That was accepted. Denied. Incorrect. The answer was denied. I just love the fucking sassiness of has a two-door Dodge, or a two-door 2015 Dodge. Okay. Bone BZ. That's B-O-N-E space B-Z. Bone BZ. Customer said... Orthopedic surgery. DMV said, bone equals sex. Verdict?
Denied.
Afflicted with bone bees. Accepted.
Denied. That's 1 point for Michael. Yeah. Good job, Michael.
It's like, if it's like sexual in any way, in like what the DMV said.
That's
like,
fair. That's fair. No.
They're booing me.
Okay. F213. F space 213. Kind of a weird one. Kind of a weird one.
Articles of fish, yes.
Customer said... What's the 213th articles of fish? Article of fish.
Thou shalt not unto thy neighbors.
And what's the punishment?
Death.
We don't talk about
a very long and drawn out painful death.
You'll see that in article F927.
Wow. There are at least 900 laws. The first initial and birth date, that's F213. DMV said, 213 equals LA area code. His B-day is 21387 and first name is Ferris. Verdict.
Approved.
Denied.
Denied. 1 point for Michael and 1 point, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Chet-Chet.
Chet-Chet.
Chet-Chetson.
Chet-Chetson. Right. Chet-Chet-Chet-Chetson has one and Michael Weston has one. Let's do another one. Here we go. SLGL 805. This is just like a regular ass license plate, right?
Yeah.
Slug Lover.
Slug Lover 805.
Shout out to the Slug Lovers in the audience.
I'm all for free love, open love. Hell yeah. Slug Love. Let's hear it.
It's a terrible disease.
Customer said last name and area code. DMV said 805 area code. Verdict?
Denied.
Approved.
Denied. I don't think they like 805.
I guess.
Last name and area code.
They also don't like. They also don't like 902-102-91877.
8675309867.
No, they're doing a 90210 joke.
Oh, I don't know what
Beverly Hills 90210.
Beverly Hills.
God damn it, they're riled up again. No, someone let loose their mouse in the audience and now it's taking.
Oh, come on. Y'all have licenses for this.
We do have
licenses. You should know better. You have to take a test.
Someone round up that mouse, capture it, and track down its license. I do not want to call the DMV. I do not want to land this Zeppelin. I cannot land this Zeppelin.
I'd like to call the DMV.
don't make me turn this Zeppelin around.
I cannot land this Zeppelin. That will be unsafe for us all.
Okay.
God damn it.
So that's Chet-Chet-Chet-Chetson with two, and Michael Weston with one. Next one is Watching You, W-A-T-C-H-N, space U, the letter, Watching You. Customer said, not on record, didn't say anything. DMV said, Watching You,
a coward.
Stalker. Verdict?
Accepted.
Denied.
Correct. It was denied. That's 2 for 2. All right. This one's for all of the marbles. All of the marbles. Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry.
Pepsi.
Miami. Is something breaching the hole again?
Hopefully not, because this time the only hole left is our hole.
Oh, God.
We can Miami. Ignore it. It's fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
This is the last one. It's the last one. It's the tiebreaker. 6T9. That's 6, the letter T, 9, DNA. 6T9, uh-huh. DNA. Customer said, the 2014 Camaro design came from the body parts of the 1969 Camaro, making it part of the 69's bloodline. The DMV said, 69. No 69 vehicle found. Verdict?
Approved.
Approved.
Denied. We have
no!
to get another tiebreaker. Okay. Well, both of those were not on record. That's not fun. All right. Get back. G-E-T space B-C-K.
That says get back.
Get back. Get him. Fucking get him. Get back.
Get back.
Customer says it's the name of a Beatles song. The DMV says get back. Just the phrase get back. Verdict.
Accepted.
Denied.
Denied. Correct. Michael Weston with 3 against Chetson with 2. Thank you for playing my DMV game. I'm sorry you lost. I mean, you seem
Pepsi.
A little apprehensive now. You've got to stop. Michael, I gotta tell you.
It's fine.
They made a TV show about what you do in the future.
I know.
All you know?
I was a star in it.
But it hasn't happened yet. They haven't filmed it yet.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, when is the production date? Like, when did it start?
I'm a time traveler.
You brought a known time traveler here?
The Federations have expired. The articles are no longer in complacency.
The Federation's expired in the future. They're very in place
the
in my
The articles
time.
Are no longer in complacency. I have a ticket. I get my ticket. I get my usage. That's what the DMV told me. I do not want to call the DMV.
You're not
run by sloths.
We lost that war.
So there's no sloths anymore.
There are sloths. They're bigger.
But they don't run the DMV?
They don't run the DMV.
Got it.
So I want to hear a little bit about other places in the world, but also I want to know, how much time do we have on this show? What's the block like? Since we were just pulled in here from nothing.
We have about 10 microns left.
Oh, okay. I don't know how long we've been here. I was very dizzy from the initial transport, so I didn't know like what was going on.
That is the effects of the melting, yes.
You want to know what holidays happen on this day in my day of history?
Oh, yeah.
Please tell.
Oh, yeah. What day is it here? Oh. What's your calendar like right now?
31st of February. Tomorrow is Bucky's Day.
Oh, okay. What day is it?
It's January 28th.
It was January 28th in my time,
yeah,
too.
You see.
Our calendars haven't changed yet. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. Well, today is Kazoo Day, so that's really all you need to know. Go out, buy your electric kazoos, and...
Anything about kazoos in the future?
They have been rendered illegal.
Fuck yeah, it's like we're gonna moonshine, but kazoos.
Prohibition happened once.
Kazoonshine is my favorite movie. How did you know?
I gotta make that.
Kazoonshine.
Oh, are you adding a D?
No.
Oh.
Kazoonshine. There's an N.
Why? Oh, moon. Okay, gotcha.
All right, so we can make this movie, but we're gonna call it Kazoon Tight.
No reaction from the crowd on that one.
Pepsi. I got him to cheer.
You're cheering for Pepsi, you motherfuckers.
We love illegality here.
It's also National Lego Day.
Oh, that's amazing.
Privacy Day. Not piracy.
I'm stealing your personal information.
Dyslexia for
Yar,
the
har,
win.
Har.
Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day.
Holy motherfucking shit. I just stood up. Let me tell you. I just stood up.
Things are getting heated here, audience. You can't see it in here right now because your hole has been breached, but things are getting heated here.
These motherfuckers at the IRS have
the
yet to...
Revenue
the
Service.
Eternal Revenue Service have yet to give me my tax return, and I know
we
of at
do
least...
We do have that. We do still have eternal revenue service.
Yeah.
We are always making money by living and breathing.
We call it that as a joke in our time because they take forever to do anything.
We breathe Bitcoin here.
Is that what this is?
I tasted something funny.
I thought I tasted something funny.
No, that's not M&M. That is Bitcoin.
These motherfuckers at the IRS, if you're listening to this, which you aren't, I'm coming for you. I'm not. But
hey, no, in Minecraft, listen.
That's a serious offense.
They
haven't given me my income tax return yet, and I know that
and
it's
what
because
is
of this,
that?
The earned income tax credit. So do y'all still have money?
No. We have nutrient blocks.
That's
do you get taxed
dire.
On your nutrient blocks?
No.
That is.
Then what does the Eternal Revenue Service do? Provide nutrient blocks?
They print the nutrient blocks.
Print?
Yes. Oof. They print the nutrient blocks.
I'm glad I'm going to die before this.
They organize the NARF factories and production lines and all the other various food chips that we have to consume to feed our snails.
NARF is people! NARF is people!
We know that! Someone. Where do you think the audience goes at the end of this? They know that.
Pepsi.
They know that. Can we hear it for deaf audience? NARF blocks.
Pepsi.
I did want to ask a little bit about the rest of the world, because we're in the UNSA, right?
UNSANAT.
Sure.
With SAIC.
Well, that's what we are. We're
stuck our in corner.
SAIC. am I correct in assuming that the UNSANAT used to be the United States of America? Or sorry, the United States of Amazon?
Well, the United States of America did exist at one point, and then there came the fall of California. There became the deposition of Florida. The hatching of southern Montana, and the eruption of Ohio.
And, of course, the migration of Texas.
The migration of Texas
earlier.
Happened at a later time.
Oh, okay.
But it did at one point pick itself up and move itself somewhere else.
So what's up with the other continents?
The other
continents? South America, Europe,
Asia. We lost connection with the other continents eons ago.
Eons?
Yeah, we're free-floating now.
Eons.
It's bumper cars now, baby. It's very fun. We have outlined the entirety of the outside of the UNSA with, in fact, foam.
Wait, so the continents are all free-floating now?
Yes.
Okay.
And no more Pangea, except for occasional accidental Pangea. You know when You know when a screensaver goes into the corner of a monitor? That feeling happened when Pangea.
That feeling happened when Pangea.
When Pangea.
I.
Weepa. Weepa. So, lost communication, lost contact. So you don't know what's going on in
not a clue.
Like
sometimes,
Africa.
Well, the continents do move very slowly, and even when we have the bumper car backlash that happens every once in a while, since everything's free floating, we do have, you know, it's a very dangerous job. But Deadliest Catch does happen every single year, where we have to send ships out to try and meet with the other continents free floating. But it's very difficult because you can't track them.
So is that like the only way communication can happen now?
No, once
a year they send out ships to die.
No, that's for fun. That's for something else. We send out sharks.
Sharks for
yes,
communication.
Yes, we work with them.
Okay.
They ate our internet cables.
Is this being broadcast?
And now they have Bluetooth.
Live.
To
yeah.
whom?
The
on
audience.
What? You don't have internet.
Our stuck audience in a corner. Is right
com.
There.
You can find it every week, Saturday night. Well, not every week. Once a month now.
Yeah.
Saturday nights. We'll tell you which one. comes on 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and it broadcasts until 10 p.m., and then people listen to it, and actually, people don't listen to it. But
not live.
If they would listen to it, that'd be cool.
Website's under a bit of construction right now, so it's probably a bit dodgy if you're trying to interact with it. I'm working on a new update for it, so just bear with us while I get that printed.
We do have the Woback machine here for our audience to use.
The Woback. Me browsing through the older versions of the internet going, woe is me. I miss Web 1. I miss Web 1.
And I don't know what that is.
It's and the
I
miss earliest WebMD. Version of the internet. Do y'all have doctors? I can't. Don't. I can't. I can't deal with this anymore. Check out our other shows, Penalt, Pest, and Protection. If you're still in our time, that is.
Or if you're in the future, man.
Oh yeah, that's the whole point. We're preserving this shit for the future. You're
that's
right.
You're very important to the future.
We are?
Yeah, we never got to that segment.
Wait.
It's all right.
Michael Weston and...
No, SAIC, formerly SIAC, but now it is stuck our in corner.
So Fox and Dade.
Yes, we have them frozen as well.
Oh no.
And they're up next.
Yeah, they're on next.
Coming on soon. That will be Fox and Dade. Thank you.
I forgot my name. It must be Weston, it so. Must be a symptom of the time travel because I'm not used to this.
I do have to get you back on ice before your whole molecules decide to implode and piss themselves. Yes.
Make sure you check out Hell is Eternal, our movie podcast for the rest of your life. We watch a new movie every month. It's not a new movie. We have a set list.
Yeah.
We are coming up on Mars Attacks this month. I'm very excited for that.
That was a great documentary.
If you like this fucking... Whatever this
thank
was.
You. Thank you for joining us on
Let
our 100th episode.
So that we can do more episodes like this. This was episode 100.
100.
Holy shit.
The big one. The big 100.
You know, most podcasts don't make it past episode 12.
Is that true?
I'm just
oh, you're just throwing a number out there.
I think that, like, realistically, that's probably an accurate, like...
I can think of at least two podcasts, not just the one that we're probably both thinking of, that mm-hmm. stopped at episode 12. So yeah. you're not entirely wrong.
Nope.
Check out our band, Fickle Ferret. In the coming months, check out Spark and Spirit, which is our new D&D live play that's going to be coming out on Twitch and YouTube. Twice a month.
Twitch?
Right. Aren't we streaming it?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
We're not live streaming it? Mm-mm. Okay. Well, never mind on that. It'll be on YouTube and Spotify and shit like that. Is there anything else? Pepsi. Have we not plugged anything else? I think that was it.
No, just this one cable that's like sticking out of my foot.
Please don't touch that.
I got
you. Don't touch that.
I can get that.
Nope. Don't touch that. No, sit back down, please. No, no.
Boxed In Productions.